Ibrahim Moussaoui is the head of the Hezbollah media office, joins us right now from Beirut to give us his thoughts on this. Mr. Moussaoui, it's very interesting what Nasrallah said about how schemes of divisions and partition are being applied to Syria, and he named the countries Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Aren't these three countries maybe themselves going to be a victim of these schemes of division and partition?
You have asked the question, and probably you have done the most part of the answer by this way. You're totally right, actually. I believe those who put themselves on the line of fueling the tensions and the discords in other places, this is going to backlash, this is going to make a backfire on them later on. And I believe they would be only executing foreign agendas when they interfere in other people's affairs and when they try to be part with one side on the pence of another side. So actually, this is a very important issue to be addressed here. The three countries that was called or was named by Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, they are exercising and performing a very negative role in Syria and in other places as well. And he was actually calling or naming them in the context of saying who is responsible or who has a kind of influence over the kidnappers of the Lebanese. You know, there are around, there are 11 Lebanese who are kidnapped in Syria by the so-called revolutionaries, by the rebels there. And those countries who have influence and who have a clout over them are Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. So Sayyid Nasrallah was saying that these countries that support them, that finance them, that give them military equipments, they have a great role to play in this regard. And he was calling upon the Lebanese government to interfere with these governments so it could exercise a certain kind of pressure over the kidnappers to set release the Lebanese who are kidnapped since many months in Syria by the opposition, the military opposition.
And quickly, if you can answer us, when it came to these schemes of division and partitions, he named a number of countries that may suffer from this, including even Egypt and even Libya. So is that part of a plan perhaps by U.S. and the West that they want to plow through all these countries in terms of trying to pretty much put their footprints on all the different countries in the region, as far as even Egypt goes and even Libya?
We know very well that the axis of resistance and the steadfastness in the region is going in ascending way. And those who are with the colonialist, with the Western plots, they are descending downward, actually. The last scenario that they have, the last thing that they have in their plans is to divide and rule, is to conquer and rule, is to set and to sow the seeds of discord in the region. And I believe we know very well what's happening. When you talk about the revolution in Egypt, when you talk about the revolution in Libya, you want to see a kind of radical change taking place. You want to see positive results happening. But what we can see is a kind of containment. The West and the United States of America has been able to penetrate, to interfere, and to channel the efforts of these revolutions in such a way that could boil down to the Western interests, or at least to be busy and occupied with minding internal affairs rather than going into the outside agenda. So you're totally right. When we talk about the partitions and discords, the West is the most beneficiary of this, and they are trying to fuel and ignite these kind of discords in these countries that you mentioned.
It's good to talk to you. Ibrahim Moussaoui there, head of the Hezbollah media office, talking to us from Beirut. Thank you.